My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Dan said, yep, he'd do it. Andy said,
yep, I'd do it. Reluctantly, I'd do it.
I just said, yep, I'd do it. My buddy G says, yep, I'd do it. He said he absolutely loves Coop. He'd do it in a heartbeat.
Dan said something that's made a lot of sense. Sometimes good trades are ones that you kind of have a weird pit in your stomach about, because both sides are trying to win. Nobody wants to lose, and you can see some equality in the trade. And so, you know, is it a win-win for both sides? Maybe. I don't know.
The one thing I keep going back to here, and it surprised me when this happened, that the Browns did not give additional years to Amari Cooper. And that, to me, is very telling. Because they don't want to make the investment in Amari long term, for whatever reason.
30. I mean, well, if you look at the history of the franchise, it's 30. Right. It's Logan's run. Yeah.
Maybe they think he's sliding. Maybe they just don't want to make that investment in a guy who's in his 30s at a skill position, mm-hmm. which I get. And if that's their thought process, if they're willing to let him walk as a free agent, which they apparently are, because they can certainly keep him. But they're also giving him the ability to walk because he's not under contract for next year. And if they wanted to go get Ayuk and give him a contract for 3 or 4 years and solidify a number one wide receiver for 3 or 4 years, I don't know how you don't do that. Dave is in Streetsboro, home of my call. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, so you absolutely do it, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay,
good.
A statistic that I saw on one of the major networks shows over the last 6 seasons, Brandon Ayuk has the highest yard per target average out of any receiver in the NFL, which means when given the opportunity, that guy produces more yards than anybody. Now, his production wasn't great because he's in San Francisco, where the number one target is Debo.
Actually, he's kind of the number one guy there, wide receiver ahead of Debo. And his production was really good.
Yeah. If given the opportunity to be a number one receiver in Cleveland, I think this guy's got a shot at really putting up some numbers, maybe having a real standout season. So,
I agree with you. I think there's the possibility of big things here. The only issue here, Andy, to me is this. I don't think he's light years better than Amari Cooper. In fact, I don't know that he's better than Amari Cooper. What I know he's different than Amari Cooper in is age. That's what it is. I mean, last year, Ayuk averaged 83.9 yards receiving per game. Amari averaged 83.3. So they're within a yard of yards per game. Now, there was this one stat that's interesting, and I think you can blame it on quarterback more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Catch percentage. The balls that were thrown to him, you know, what percentage were caught. For Ayuk, it was 71.4%. For Coop, it was 56.3%. I think you can go quarterback play more than anything. We saw the middle of the season, didn't we?
Yes.
I think that's it more than anything. Rel's in Cleveland. Rel.
Hey, Rel.
Hey. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Rel.
I think it's a no-brainer, and that's no shot to Amari. I totally appreciate the work he's done here as a Brown. But as a fan, you know, I understand, and players understand, right, that this is a business. This business happens in this league all the time where we lose guys and guys move on and what have you. But in my opinion, Jeff, you were just saying you don't think he's better than Amari. And I believe you're talking about from the eye, from what your eyes see, because the numbers say that he is.
The numbers in 1 year, Rel, last year, do say that. I agree with you on that. He put together a better year than Amari, but he was playing with Brock Purdy at quarterback, and yeah, Amari was playing with Deshaun Watson
and Joe Flacco
yeah. and PJ Walker and yeah. DTR.
Dorian Thompson Robinson, yeah.
Right.
But like I said, I don't want to take anything from Amari. I like Amari Cooper. I think he's tougher than leather. Don't get it twisted. I'm not no way slighting him in any kind of way. But in my opinion, you killed two birds with one stone with this move. You get younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get and because of that youth, you get more dynamic. You can't lose. It's a win-win for us. Like I said, you get younger, you get more dynamic. I think it's a no-brainer. And right before I hang up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I understand everybody wants the Browns to have this big dome stadium and move and do this big fancy things to keep up with the Joneses, whatever everybody else is doing throughout the league with their stadiums. But why isn't the conversation, why have from you guys, and you guys applaud the move, right? You guys are with the move. Why aren't you guys having a conversation about the lives and the businesses that will be affected by the city of Cleveland itself financially? I mean, people's jobs are on the line here.
So, Rel, I'll put it to you this way, okay? So if you have, if you take the stadium out of the mix and you want to do reconstruction down there, you're creating jobs. If you put a dome up in Brook Park, you're creating jobs. Electricians, plumbers, contractors,
Andy.
Everyone's going, we're creating more jobs by doing this.
Especially a dome.
Why can't you... And I don't know. I'm not a politician. I'm not a billionaire owner. I'm not an executive. But why can't you do that there where it is? Why can't you put the dome stadium there where it is and have that whole thing reconfigured and reconstructed to make it all up to date? Like, I don't understand. I mean, Cleveland, you know, I mean, you said earlier that they...
Here's another problem. Now you're going to rebuild the Shoreway. You're talking about unbelievable issues going on down... Well, I understand what you're saying. Here's the people I feel for, just real quick. I feel for the restaurants that will lose business probably downtown on those, you know, what, 8 to 10 given Sundays. If the Cavs or the Guardians were leaving, it'd be a much different story.
A lot more dates in town.
It's about the dates, and it's about having a building that can host something more than 15 times a year. Think about it.
According to the Twitter account NFL Notifications, my buddy Jeff in Cleveland just said he saw this, and I just looked it up. 32 minutes ago, they sent out this. The Browns' current offer to the 49ers does not include Amari Cooper.
Oh, could you imagine both of them? Now, that would make me happy.
Well, I threw that out. What if they liked Jerry Jeudy? You know.
So I've got ESPN saying that the Browns would potentially have Amari Cooper involved.
Okay. Potentially.
So just stay tuned.
It's a lot of stuff flying all over the place.
Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock here, and we'll get her thoughts on it and see what it might be. Jeff's in University Heights. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jeff and Andy. So I hate domes, but I don't. That's not what I call to talk about the dome. It's a fait accompli. I'm just wondering how they're going to pay for it, if the taxpayers are going to approve the levy that's going to take the
bill. Haslams are in for $2.8 billion between Berea and the new place. So, I mean, they're putting some money out there. That's a lot of money. Who's putting $2.8 billion into our economy right now? Who's doing that? And look, you can take the Haslams any way you want. I'm okay with that. But you've got they want to put money back in. It's hard not to go out to camp and see all those houses that used to be there that they're now expanding Berea and say, man, they're kind of looking forward.
Andy, they've put their money where their mouth is on everything.
They have, but I'm wondering where the other billion is going to come from. But I want to talk about what you guys were talking about regarding Cooper and Ayuk. I'm not in favor of it. To your point, Jeff, that you made just a few minutes ago, it's not like Brandon Ayuk is that much better than Amari Cooper. And, yeah, he put up better numbers last year, but he played with Brock Purdy all of last year. Amari had five different quarterbacks, two of which are questionable as to whether they should be in the NFL or not. I don't even know if P.J. Walker is still on the roster somewhere. And, you know, what Amari bring, I mean, yeah, if it was Justin Jefferson, okay. Or Tyreek Hill, okay. You know, one of the big game-breaking type receivers. But Brandon Ayuk, he's okay. The difference, the advantage, I guess, is, as you said, Jeff, he's 4 years younger. But do you want to pay this guy what he wants? Because he wants $30 to $35 million a year. That's why he hasn't signed with San Francisco. So are you going to pay a guy of his talent level that much money? I say no, because he's not that type of receiver.
Well, that's the question, because, and Jeff, at this point, you know, like last year he showed he is that kind of receiver, but overall, you know, he's got a 4 year sample size and he's kind of grown into his role with the 49ers and everything else. Whereas Amari has done it year after year after year. You know, there's a little bit of difference in the way the pendulum's swinging on this one. You know, because Amari's an established pro who's done it consistently for three different teams.
Right. He's consistent. Ayuk had a really good season last year. And even at that, Jeff, as you pointed out, one was, what, 83.9, and the other one was, what, 83.3?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that was a great difference between the two. And the one who had the higher yardage was, again, the guy who played with the guy who arguably is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, as opposed to playing games with DTR and P.J. Walker.
Jeff, let me bounce this off you, and we'll leave you with this thought. And we're going to talk more about this with Mary Kay Cabot. But, Jeff, listen to this one. And the NFL notifications is where I saw this, and I just double-checked it. The team in the NFL that threw the fewest number of passes last year, the San Francisco 49ers. They're not a passing team, and yet Ayuk came up with the big numbers. The team that threw the fifth number of passes, fifth most in the NFL last year, the Cleveland Browns. So in other words, and it says this, it said, the NFL notification said, yeah, the 49ers threw the ball the least of all NFL teams. Still, Ayuk had 1,342 yards and seven touchdowns and was a second-team All-Pro. That's a big deal. They also say the Patriots are offering more money than the Browns, but the Browns are offering a better chance to win. Ayuk is thinking about his options.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What does Mary Kay Cabot think about all this? From the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, she's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.